This is 5 minutes at Money. We identify topics, analyze its impact on the economy, businesses, and individuals. 5 minutes at Money.
Production levels in the mining sector have slumped. If you may recall that under the Mwanawasa administration, Zambia was the highest producer of copper in Africa and second in the world.
For analysis on different topics and its impact on the economy, businesses, and individuals, 5 minutes at Money.
The Inter-Africa Governance Network, AFRINET, has expressed worry over slumped copper production levels for Zambia's mining sector in Africa, from being the highest producer and second to Chile in the world. AFRINET Executive Director Morris Malambo tells Money FM News that going forward, Zambia needs to do a comprehensive audit of bringing in mines that are not fully operational.
Production levels in the mining sector have slumped. If you may recall that under the Mwanawasa administration, Zambia was the highest producer of copper in Africa and second in the world to Chile. Now, the Democratic Republic of Congo has bypassed us. It is now the largest producer of copper in Africa. Either that we've remained stagnant and the Democratic Republic of Congo has pushed in money in the mining sector or attracted investment in the mining sector. Going forward as a nation, we need to do a comprehensive audit in terms of bringing mines that are not operational or fully operational. For instance, Mopani and the KCM investment, Konkola Copper Mine investment, which is running in four districts. You're looking at Chingola, Kitwe, and Chililabombwe on the Copper Belt, and Nampundwe Mine in the central province.
Mr. Malambo states that this also is an effort for the country to get to the target reflected in government's copper production expected output in the next 10 years.
Therefore, these mines need to be brought to fully fledged operation if we are to get to the target that the United Party for National Development has reflected in its budget and also other presentation by President Hakainde Hichilema.
Mr. Malambo has further called on government to bring sanity in the mining sector in effort to stop current illegal mining of high-value minerals.
And secondly, we need to bring about a sanity in the mining sector to stop the illegal mining that is going on of gemstones and other high-value minerals such as sugilite, gold, etc. Instead, those need to be replaced with legitimate trade to ensure that people get licenses, our people help to get licenses and partner with foreign investors to produce legally and be able to pay the rightful taxes to the national treasury.
A study by Policy Monitoring and Research Center, PMRC, shows that copper production must increase annually from 2022 to 2031 for Zambia to attain the 3 million metric tons of copper in a decade. The study on Zambia's key reforms for the actualization of the 3 million metric tons of copper in a decade says there is need for an incremental production of 250,000 metric tons annually. Reporting for Money FM News in Lusaka, Zambia, I'm Best Jere.
For analysis on different topics and its impact on the economy, businesses, and individuals, join us again next time on 93.7, your business radio.